The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn, so down on the corner the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball.
Hi, this is John McMullen. Welcome you to another of John Mack's Radio Rants. As baseball aficionados might know, that was Terry Cash from Baseball's Balladeer singing Talking Baseball. Terry really grew up in the next Inwood Parish to me, alleged Queen of Martyrs, and his name then was Dennis Minogue. And he pitched against us when I played, not well in baseball, pretty well in basketball, but he played against us in baseball. And I'm not sure if I got a hit off him, but I'd like to think I drove him out of baseball and into singing career. Today I'm going to talk about another instance of me being in the right place at the right time. In the lead-in show, I talked about how I was very lucky to be very often in the right place at the right time. That was true to my getting into the federal government, to my getting into technology, to my getting into microcomputer technology, to my getting into writing, and most important to me meeting my wife of 35 years. Well, when I was with Dean Witter and Company, I had the close friend who lived next door to me in Riverdale, Bill Clark. And Bill had a connection in the front office of the New York Mets. So he was able to get tickets in 1969 to the playoff games. And I went to two with him as they beat the Atlanta Braves. And then he got tickets to the World Series. So to one game in the World Series, two before the ending, I took my boss at Dean Witter, Bob Scales. And after the game, I had tickets to the Diamond Club, and I was supposed to go to Wake that night. So I said, well, I'll get a hamburger. And I went off myself, and I saw people walking into a door in suits, and I walked in, and they didn't seem to be serving food yet. So I went to the bar, and I ordered the beer, and then I noticed no money was changing hands. And I thought that was pretty nice. It must be part of the cost of the ticket. Just then, the fellow next to me asked, do you have a light? You could smoke in bars then. So I turned to give it to him, and I noticed it was Gordon McRae who had sung the national anthem. And looking down at the end of the bar was Joe DiMaggio in conversation with Earl Warren. And it dawned on me that maybe I was in the wrong place. So I immediately switched to Drambuie and began looking around and talking to people. And one of them was a fellow named Ed Watson, who, when he found out I was with Dean Witter, assumed, I guess, that I was an investment banker and was speaking to me as though I was rather important, although he probably went to the Bahamas on his vacations when I went to Rockaway on the A-train. And we talked for a while, and I wandered around talking to people. I noticed Joan Payson, the owner of the Mets there, and it was her private club. So I hung around and eventually went home. Well, a few days later was the final game of the series. Then I was there with my wife's cousin, my cousin's husband, Bill Trust, who worked with me. And there were some other people that we were meeting there. Norm Adams, who used to ride the carpool with me, with Price Waterhouse, and he had a friend. And the fellow who had gotten me the tickets, Bill Clark, with another fellow from my neighborhood, Joe Dolan, who was one of the wildest people that I ever had a short acquaintance with. So I took them all up to the club. We were all dressed in suits. The guard seemed to hesitate, and I said, we're with the Clipper. And we walked in, and we started walking around talking to people and drinking. I was talking to Bill Trust and to Frank Farrell, who is the columnist of the Daily News at the time. And I wandered away, and I noticed that Ed Watson was speaking to my friend Norm Adams. And I listened, and when one of them said something, I said, "Oh, Frank Farrell just said that." So Watson says, "Frank Farrell, the columnist, oh, where is he?" And I say, he's over there talking to Bill Trust. "Oh, you know Bill, don't you, Ed?" "Oh, yeah, sure." Okay. So he wandered off. And then Bill Clark wandered over to me and said, "I lost my wallet." I said, "Oh, well, if you left it down in the stands, you'll never find it, probably. But if you left it here, maybe the guard, maybe it was turned into guards." So he walks over. So he calls the guard over, and he asks him, and the guard goes off. And I go back to the bar, and then I notice that the guard has come back. So I go to listen. And he says, "No, it wasn't turned in." Joe Dolan immediately says, I want everyone in the place searched." And the people in the place by then were Pearl Bailey, Casey and Ed DeStengel, John Lindsay, Joan Payson herself, M. Donald Grant, who was the president of the team. And the guard looks perplexed, and then I see him wandering over and talk to M. Donald Grant. I immediately turned and went back to the bar. But I could see Grant saying, "Who are those people?" And the guard came over, and he eventually encouraged them to leave. So I had disowned them. I didn't know who they were by this time. And I stayed there, and I was talking to Casey and to others. And the night went on. It was extremely enjoyable. And then it was time to go home, and it was dark. I'm in Queens, and I didn't have my car. So I go downstairs to grab a cab, and there's one cab there. So I get in the cab, and the cab driver says, "It's taken. I'm waiting for Haywood Hale Broom." So Haywood Hale Broom was a commentator for CBS, and he's very often did sports things. So he was there to cover the game. So I immediately said, "No, Haywood's getting the ride in with the crew. He's going to have to go back into the studio." He told me to take the cab. So he takes me off to Riverdale. And that was the end of my Shea Stadium experience. But it was one of these things that I just happened to wander into places. And over the years, I was lucky enough to see Oscar Robinson set the Garden scoring record for a college player because I happened to be there. I didn't plan to be there, but Iona, my college, was playing the first game. I was at the final game that the New York Giants played in the Polo Grounds. I was at the greatest football game, as they call it, was ever played, the Giants and the Colts, and I have part of the wooden goalpost home. I was at a Columbia game as a child when Bill Swiacki made all sorts of wonderful catches, and they broke Army's 44-game winning streak, or 34, or 58, but it was an upset, 21-20. The quarterback was Gene Rossides, who was later Secretary of the Treasury. Swiacki played for the New York Giants, and he used to write me letters, wonderful letters I had written as a child when he heard that I was ill. He was just a wonderful man. And three other players on that team played in the National Football League. Vincent Yablonsky, the fullback, who kicked the extra point for Columbia to win the game, played for Chicago Cardinals. Lou Cussero played for the Brooklyn Dodgers and later became a producer for ABC Sports. And Bruce Kirk, the other end, also played with the Giants. So it's an interesting time, and I've been lucky to be in the right place at the right time. I was also, as I mentioned, very lucky to grow up in Inwood. So when I met people, I Dennis Minogue, who became Terry Cashman, Joe Murphy, who was in a carpool with me, who's been one of the largest contributors to Iona College ever. Friends who are priests, the President Jerry Walsh, who's the second highest bishop in the New York Archdiocese. So I've been very lucky. And I'll use this time, for as long as these rants go, to share some of these with people. And I'd be happy to hear any comments to johnmac13, that's J-O-H-N-M-A-C, 13, at gmail.com. The URLs for these shows and for my regular Sunday night scheduled interviews are at my website, www.johnmac13.com. And I hope to have your comments and to be back on shortly. Once again, it's been a pleasure. This is John McMullen. Then obviously, we have been on a sentimental journey.